This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In case you missed anything, check out on the free Odyssey app. There was a lot to discuss today. We started the show talking about the Yankees getting back to the World Series, first time in 15 years. Mets season being over. Jets and Giants season all but over after disastrous performances yesterday. And Malik Nabers, BT, had some interesting things to say. It was good to have Nabers back. I thought it was going to be a big part of what the Giants were going to do successfully yesterday. But he had some interesting things to say after the game.
Another game when you didn't get the running game going as an offense. And I'm sure you'll always tell us that you got to have both, because if there's no balance, it makes it real difficult on the pass.
I mean, yeah, but again, that's not my job. My job is to run routes, get open, and catch the ball.
Right.
You had four catches early in the first half, and then didn't get the ball in the second half. Just the difference between the two halves?
No. Like I said, I was open.
Not a great look for the young man. He'll learn from this. I would imagine. I would hope so. I would think. Somewhere along the line in the building, somebody will say, hey, young man, you know, in a good way, put your arm around, hey, listen, not the end of the world, but yeah, try to build this as a team. You don't answer it that way. And it's a little bit of a teachable moment. It's not incredibly divisive. I don't want to make more of it than it is. I think he's a terrific young man. He's a great player. But I think that that's, you know, necessarily, or that that's necessary to change to get the full culture you're looking for. You are open. You know when you say that in the film room. You know when you say that on the practice field. You know you can say that in the huddle. You could bark to him, hey, I'm open. Get me the ball. Like, even though you're a rookie. Maybe you don't say it like that, but you know, you could express to Daniel Jones, I'm open. But, you know, to tell the whole world that you're open, you're basically saying, hey, I did my job. The rest of the guys didn't do theirs, so don't look at me. I know he doesn't mean it that way. I know that. I don't love it.
I mean, but that's what he said. Hoff was right there in the locker room getting that sound for us, so we appreciate that. But, you can't say that.
No, I know.
Like, that, at what point does Nabers think that that's okay? Like, in any walk of, and I think Nabers has been a great kid since he's been here. Well, I mean, I was going to say no issues, but obviously, you know, the concussion stuff, and then the concert, which was a little bit of an issue, I guess, for some, but either way.
We didn't make a huge deal out of it. We were just worried it was going to make it worse, given the noise with his brain.
I didn't think it was a good thing
optics,
to do.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't look great.
And then you just don't know physically, like, what being at a concert, a loud concert with a headache, with a concussion, what that would do to your head. But anyway, point is, that's a selfish thing to say for a rookie to throw his teammate under the bus.
Yeah.
Everybody's frustrated. Losing breathes this type of emotion a lot of times. You've got to be smarter than say, I was open.
Mm-hmm.
Did my job.
Well, for me, I mean, listen, if they could block better and he could find me. Yeah, I mean, that's obviously pushing it past what he said. But no, I don't like it. I'm just not going to eviscerate him because he's a kid. And, you know, there's arrogance. There's selfishness that really shine through with certain comments. I think that was just a rookie being maybe a little too candid without the ill will. I don't think that was like, he wasn't trying to hurt anybody. That's why, but it needs to be broached by somebody in the building. And if not, then it can fester. Like, it needs to be communicated to him. Hey, I know you didn't mean it that way, but this is how some people might take it. So this is how we do it with the Giants. Let's change this. Let's do that. Let's button this up. And if that's done, and I'm not sure that it will be, I hope it is. If it's addressed by the Giants, he seems to be receptive enough to the small sample we've seen of him to take it, process it the right way, and learn from it.
One other soundbite I saw yesterday that caught my attention, it was Aaron Rodgers post-game when he was being asked about what this 2-5 Jets team can do to you know, get these guys in this locker room to believe and turn it around?
Stop listening to you guys. Number one. Number two, got to be accountable, you know? I got to play better. That's the key. I got to play better.
Now, think about that, BT. Stop listening to you guys, meaning the media. The media has done nothing but kiss the Jets' ass all offseason, early in this season. The media, if anything, was gassing the Jets players up. Now, is he talking about that, or is he talking about the negative aspect of it, of the media?
Well, I think he's got to be talking about both, because if he's selective in one that hurts the team and embracing the one where they're kissing his ass to, you know, and their ass, in your words, and you're not wrong, to start the season, then he's being disingenuous. So if he's telling, as he just did, to stop listening to the media, is he literally telling people to stop listening to the segment he does with McAfee, where he gets paid over $1 million to do it? That's probably not good business. So which one is it? I mean, again, now the fact that it was softened by him taking accountability, he flat out said, I got to be better.
I think he realized that after what he said was, you know,
maybe so, yeah. And that's all happened to us, where we say something, then we're like, oh, let me slip this in quick to make it seem, but maybe. I can't read his mind. All I know is I'm getting tired of hearing Aaron Rodgers speak. I need to see Aaron Rodgers walk off the field a winner once in a while. I don't need the McAfee stuff. I don't need the press conferences. I don't need any of it. I need some wins. And he was brought here as a hired gun to get wins. And at the end of the day, let's face it, he's done nothing for the New York Jets. Zero.
Speaking of McAfee stuff, one more piece of sound I want you to hear, BT. Bill Belichick today on his appearance with Pat McAfee. Go ahead.
You're a little too hard on me on those Jets. I thought Coach Law did a good job with that team, rebuilding the culture and all that. Last 2 weeks, I don't know. I don't know if they were a lot better on defense when he was there.
Okay, so being talked about is the absence of Saleh defensive strategy with how their entire playing. And what are your thoughts on this Jets season? They're seemingly going all in here. 2-5, whatever the record is, not great at this standpoint. You think they have enough talent to turn it around, or what are you seeing from
this? This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jets team.
Well, I just don't understand the head coaching move, that's all. But I mean, the Jets are the Jets, and you know, Woody's Woody.
He's an
That was even worse than I thought. I knew that second part. Look, the Jets defense has gotten worse. You thought that that was a possibility. Solid. The defense wasn't really the problem under Robert Saleh. It was everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a good head coach, but
he also had a couple of games in the rain where the scoring was neutralized. That Denver game, it rained the entire game. It was a little wet. in London. But, I mean, listen, as much as I don't need to hear about Rodgers talking about anything but the actual game, I need to hear less of that guy, that curmudgeon.
I like Belichick.
Yeah. You go frolic around with your little 23-year-old girlfriend. Have fun.
God bless him. I'm not saying I'm mad at him.
I'm saying you'll go frolic around. What are you wasting time on that show for? Remember, what are you? You're 75 years old. Your girlfriend's 23. Go hang out with your girlfriend. You got all the money in the bank. Probably, the hell you doing talking to McAfee?
Probably
talking
part to anybody of the deal. I mean, isn't that the demo? She's a big fan, probably, of the McAfee show. Likes when Bill's on here.
I just, he obviously has an agenda against the Jets. The tough thing is, although it was time for Saleh to go. I wouldn't have brought him back this year. You wouldn't have brought him back this year. But anytime this guy has a chance to reach for that little knife and just give the Knicks, give the Jets a little poke, he does. And
Woody.
Yeah. I mean, how can you be more dismissive? Woody's Woody. Basically, he just said he owned the team for 20 years. He's done nothing. Woody's Woody. He's terrible. That's what he meant.
If you're Woody, wouldn't you, like, this has been repeated now for weeks, wouldn't you stand up for yourself and say something?
I would just have a totally different persona than, and first of all, I'd be a lot more successful than he is. I mean, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? Like, are you going to start fighting wars? Like, is he going to come out on one of our shows and defend it? Like, he can't defend his records. Like, a politician has done nothing trying to defend records. Well, what's your policies? They all failed. How are they going to go on a show and defend your record? How is he going to go on a show and defend his record as owner of the Jets? It's indefensible.
How about he goes, Woody comes on somewhere and says, Bill, I don't understand what the problem is. I'm trying. As a matter of fact, why don't you come and try to help me out? Help me fix it. You seem like you have all the answers. Here's the check.
Oh, well, you can't say that publicly. You talking about privately?
Because
you look so.
I don't care. The Jets need. What do you mean? You look so whacked.
Well, I'm saying
you can't look any worse than what they've looked.
You can once he says no, and then he gets $10 million a year more for the Giants. What?
Can I tell you? This is Bill Belichick's way of saying he wants to coach the Jets. I'm telling you right now,
there's no way that would happen.
This is it because he doesn't want the job. I have issues with Woody. No, he wants the job. He just doesn't have the guts to go talk to Woody himself.
Well, I mean, I don't think he wants to involve himself with such a layer of ineptitude. Like, it's just, if he was younger, maybe in his own mind, and I know ego is at play, and he's not thinking he's at the end of the road. It's easier for us to, even though I'm sure he's got a few more years, but it's easier for us to say it as a coach. When you're him, your ego is so, but you can think you could fix anything. So maybe, I don't know. There's too much to fix for his age.
But where do you think it comes from, Woody being the problem?
I don't know the answer to that. I'd be lying. I don't know the origin of his distaste for the Jets. I wish I knew.
But I'm not even talking about Woody specifically to Bill. But clearly the results aren't there, right, from Woody. But he has tried.
Yes, he has.
Okay, so he's tried. The results haven't been there. Belichick, and I'm sure he's not alone, sees the fault of Woody.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is it that Woody behind closed doors is getting too involved in the football decisions?
No.
Well, then what's the?
I think he's more involved than his brother was when he was over in London. Christopher was a little bit more hands-on. Woody's fairly detached. Woody cuts the checks, and Woody stays out of the way. In a lot of ways,
what's the issue?
He's fantastic. If you win, that's the kind of owner you want. Can I have money to get this guy? Sure. Are you going to be on my behind after a tough loss? No. Do your job. You're hired. I empower you. I keep a low profile. Like, I think the prop from Belichick's perspective, I think that he looks at Woody Johnson, and he just sees a guy who, after multiple decades, has failed to insulate himself with smart football people. And I think that somebody who is maybe the smartest football person ever, maybe along with Lombardi, Parcells, Shortlist for sure, Landry, whatever, he's probably sitting there saying, I can't sit in a room with this guy and talk football. I won't, it's beneath me. And I don't think it's personal. I think it's very hard to dislike Woody Johnson. Again, when I met him, he came across as very affable. Like, there are some owners, and I told you this, I don't know if I told you this, that the first time I met Dolan back in the day, I mean, it was very uncomfortable. Like, I felt it was incumbent upon me because I was doing the broadcast, the halftime, whatever, pre and post. I have to say hi to him.
Right.
And I was talking to Isaiah doing the pregame interview. And I introduced myself. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Dolan? Just not receptive. Barely shook my hand. Didn't look at me. It was. And then it happened again. I'm going to give him another chance. Yeah, because I would interview Isaiah before the game. And sometimes when things were bad, and they were very bad that year, Dolan would come in, maybe with Steve Mills, and I'm like, all right, you know, Isaiah, Zeke, I'll see you. I know it's time to go. And Isaiah was cool, but Dolan was very standoffish. Woody was such a people person, and I know he wants to please Jet fans, and he's spending money, and he's trying to hire people, and he's trying to find a quarterback in the microwave, and he's trying to do him getting a receiver. He basically begged Reddick to come here. Hey, we'll restructure it. He tries. There's just not enough good football people in the building, and he owns the team, and that's his fault.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.